Thanks, councillors. May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. We have apologies from Councillor Diprose tonight, who's unwell, and Councillor Overton may be a little late. She's expecting to be here, but she was an apology early. Move straight on for our special meeting tonight. So 1.1 is the authority for the special meeting. Can I have somebody move that we receive, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Beswick. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 1.2 is declarations of interest. Any councillors wishing to declare an interest? No. 2.1 is council acting as a planning authority. Can I have somebody move that be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Carpenter. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. So on to 2.2, which is a residential demolition of an outbuilding, covered area, 10 dwellings in total, variation to rear boundary setback at 24 to 26 William Street, Ulverston. There's the report there. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Anybody move the suggested resolution? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. A seconder, please. Councillor Viney. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to speak to this?
Thank you, Mayor. It looks as though the council report that's put forward addresses most of the planning issues with this. Although I can understand some concern that some of the residents have on planning grounds, there doesn't seem to be much any reason that this shouldn't be able to proceed, and hopefully it'll in the current climate that we've got more. Spending on building in the town of in the Central Coast region will be good for employers as well, and I can't see any reason why they shouldn't proceed.
Thank you. Any other speakers?
Well, yes, Mayor.
Councillor Van Rooyen.
Having lived in William Street for quite a while, I have a number of concerns about this proposal. First of all, I agree with all of the objectors in what they've had to say. Landslip was one of their problems. Water runoff from the hill. The destruction of vegetation. And quite a few other issues. I do acknowledge that William Street is quite a narrow street and with extra traffic. If there are cars parked on both sides of the street, there are problems. But look, I've studied this issue fairly well. I've had a good look through the agenda. I've read the reports and all the accompanying documentation. And well, on planning grounds, I really cannot oppose it. I do share the people's concerns. One of the advantages of living in William Street, on the top side of William Street, is that most of the houses up there are on large blocks. They are people that appreciate the environment. You know, they've got plenty of room around their house. They've got shelter from the southerly winds behind the hill. It's quite a good place to live. But for years, it has been prone to very minor landslip. For years, it's been prone to water running off the hill and down into people's backyards. There are a number of houses in William Street that have cracked foundations. And so, including the one where we lived in, the front foundation on that was cracked. So I do have a number of concerns. However, well, I think the report that we have received is very good. It has addressed a lot of those concerns. There is a geotechnical report that's come with it. And obviously the developer has spent a lot of money getting that report. I'm satisfied with the tests that they've done, and I'm satisfied with the report that they have given that this particular development would be subject to minor landslip, I think was the words that they used. I'm still concerned about the normal natural runoff from the hill. I can remember when we lived in William Street, when there was a severe storm, that you'd have to go out into the back porch and shovel the dirt out of the back porch because that had been flooded. And the runoff from the hill brought all sorts of debris with it. William Street is a narrow street. And when there are cars parked on both sides of the road, you've got to wait for your turn. The same as in John Street. That's much the same. But there are other streets too, Stanley Street, Vincent Street, in that area, that are all narrow streets. Some people in the street have expressed to me the dangerous part of it, school buses going through there picking up kids, but that's been addressed by the report, and so I'm going to support it. But I've had representation from people up in William Street. One ended up in a disaster this afternoon. But anyway, while I've got concerns, I can't oppose.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Varney.
Yes, similarly to Councillor Hiscott and Van Ruin, I acknowledge the objections to the proposal. However, they've been dealt with by the planner, and on planning grounds, very difficult, well, impossible to knock the plan back. And basically, it comes down to it is zoned residential, and this is a very much a residential project. And like I said, I'll be supporting the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Beswick.
Yeah, as everybody else has shown the concerns, I too acknowledge all the representations that we've received, both for and against the proposal. I take on board what Councillor Van Ruin has mentioned regarding landslip, water drainage and stuff like that. There has been a lot of improvements over the last 50 years in building practices and geotech that I think 99% of those issues now would be resolved by the technical knowledge and the building standards. So, like the others, I'll be supporting the application. I think it's good for the town to have some more residential close to the town. It's a nice walk from up there. There's been another development up there of recent times. The land is quite large. It's not going to be a minimal lot size. It's actually a little bit over what the minimum size is per unit. Based on all those things and the report from the planners, I'll be supporting the application.
Okay. Any other speakers? Councillor Carpenter.
Thanks, Mayor. Just listening to the other councillors and concur, yeah, I think on planning grounds we haven't got a lot of room to move to say no to this, but when you listen to Councillor Van Ruin, you know, and in my term on council here, we have had some problems out of William Street. I do acknowledge that building practices and council have done some things in that area to try and rectify the runoff and so forth, but it's just worth noting that if we want to have infill all the time, that aesthetically your town is going to change. And if you look at the backdrop, and if you're down here in town, you look back to the south, you see the gum trees and the trees and the greenery, and I can understand why people want to hang on to that. It gives them a little piece of paradise that's still available. And we often talk about planning and where we should build and whether infill is the right way to go, but I do believe that you still need aesthetic sort of look inside your town, inside around your houses, so it doesn't become like a Casey Fields over in Victoria where it's just house to house, wall to wall, nothing else, no trees, just footpaths and brick houses. And I'd hate to see Ulverston finish up like that. So I think it's worth noting how Councillor Van Ruin spoke about that. And there's not much we can do tonight, but when the new planning scheme comes in, I think it's time that probably Council has a look at an overlay. And I know your tree strategy and stuff like that's coming forward. But to me, if I want to live in town, I want to see the best of both worlds, the sea and look back and still have that beautiful look and backdrop close to town, not sort of all house, wall to wall houses. So, but we'll support the motion as it stands, Mayor.
Thank you. I couldn't agree with you more, Councillor Carpenter. You've said all of the things that you probably expect me to say. So there's not much more for me to say, but I do have a question of if Mary Ann's here, because I wasn't completely sure when I stood in front of those blocks where exactly that back boundary was in relation to those beautiful gum trees and things that form, you know, the backdrop to the block. So I'm assuming that the tallest and the best of those are behind the boundary and they will still be there, but I wasn't sure. So could somebody... Thanks, Marianne.
Now that, I'll skip to the right side of the thing. Now that's correct. Much of the backdrop is actually the large parcel of land. I can't think of the owner's name, but it's a its own environmental management at the moment, up behind all that land. Mm-hmm. And he did make representation to the LPS to have that change to residential, which the council didn't support that. Mm-hmm. So much of that land there that is medium landscape actually is still proposed to remain that way. A lot of these blocks do have one or two trees at the rear, but not a lot. Most of them are on that further land.
Thank you. I'm pleased that they're staying there. As I said, I was unsure of exactly where that boundary would be as I was looking at the blocks. And again, I think infill is really good in the middle of our town, rather than, you know, sprawling out too far. However, I couldn't see, there's some small areas of, you know, just small landscaping areas in this development, and it's just not enough when you get a whole lot of units put on one block with not very much landscaping, no aesthetic value, you know, at all. So I really hope that the developers have another look when they're doing that and make some more, you know, have some more opportunities for putting in some larger plantings and something to soften that whole block. There's nothing that I could fold on planning grounds, so happy to support this development. Councillor Fuller, did you wish to speak?
No, nothing to add that hasn't already been said, Mayor. I concur with most of the wisdom of the table there.
Thank you. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to close?
I need to acknowledge the other councillors' responses and that, yes, the representations made were all read and understood and listened to, and the concerns are noted, and, yes, we can hopefully address through other means where we can. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to put... Sorry, Councillor Beswick.
Could I just add one thing, or is that out of line?
You can ask a question. We've already closed the debate, sorry. So, yeah, Councillor Hiscott's closed.
It's just in reference to a point that you made in your discussion.
We can discuss that after, but Councillor Hiscott's just closed the debate. So I'm going to put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried.
Would it have been a point of order, John?
I'm not sure how I would raise it.
Is it a question? Is it a question for afterwards?
I suppose I wouldn't mind it noted in this meeting. So I'll just make the statement: you cannot plant large trees near.
That should have been said in your debate or something. That's not a question. So sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Move on to 2.3, residential variation to setback of sensitive use at 41 Bowman Drive. Would somebody like to move the suggested resolution?
Well, I'll move, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Van Ruin. Seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, Mayor. Look, I'm going to support it. The objectors' concerns have been addressed in the report. And look, I really don't have much more to say. It's in a residential area. I don't believe the shading will be excessive. And yeah, I say it's a new subdivision. I say go for it.
Thank you. Any other speakers?
No.
No. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to close?
No, Mayor. I think that's about it.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.4 is the Penguin Rock Walls, Natural and Cultural Values.
Yeah.
New retaining walls, rock walls, ramps and stairs. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
Yes, Mayor, I'll move it.
Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. A second, please. Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this?
Well, Mayor, it's a very extensive report. It really is. And I think it's going to be a very worthwhile project. Coming from the land of dikes and water and everything else, not that I know much about it, but you know what went through my mind. This is a very extensive report with a lot of technical data in it and everything else. And it's terrific how it's been drawn up and, you know, the work that will be necessary. But my mind just went back to Holland. In the 1930s, they built the Oslo Dyke, which cut off the side of sea, 47 kilometres long. It is today big enough for a four-lane highway on top, and it was built with wheelbarrows and shovels. And look, most of the rock that they used to build it came from Germany on trains, because Holland does not have any natural rock. So I would hate to have seen the report for that. I reckon if they had a development application at all, and it was in the detail that we've received tonight, I reckon had I started reading that in the day I was born, I'd still be reading it. But look, it is a very good report, and I'm looking forward to the work being done. There's a few comments about it, of course. The main thing is, if we don't do the work, there will be a lot more concern in the town about erosion. And, well, there's pictures there of the sea coming up over the existing wall that's there now. And if you take any notice of the experts and climate change and rising sea levels and all that sort of thing, well, it can only get worse. So it's work that needs to be done. Most of it, or it's, a lot of it's funded by the federal and state governments. And I think it's going to be a good project. I'm looking forward when it's finished, plus the bike track, of course, that runs on top of it. So I think it's very desirable.
Thank you. Any other speakers? No. Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to acknowledge the representation and the fact that they were broadly supportive. You know, it was great to see some people that have either experience or skills or knowledge, you know, put that in writing and make suggestions and, you know, overall do it from a positive, helpful perspective. So that was good. Raised some things for us to think about. Obviously protecting our existing assets along that unique main street is of premium importance to us all and to that community and to the funds that have already been spent on that. The only other thing that I would add would be that I appreciated at the time, and now we're living it, the support of Senator Martin at the time for his pursual of the funding for the project that he knew that was important to this municipality. So grateful to get that level of support from the federal.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more, and I'm actually looking forward to this project starting. But I was also impressed with the level of interest and positive comments and positive suggestions that were, you know, in those representations too. Any other speakers?
No.
Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to close?
No, Mayor, look, I think it's all been said. Thank you.
Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Which brings us to the close of the open part of our meeting. So, can I have somebody move?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Hiscott. Seconder, please. Councillor Beswick, the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried.